Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. In my past visits with you, we looked at the Levitical sacrifices, but we have not yet discussed two precious offerings mentioned in this book and in Numbers. Actually, when they were presented, they consisted of portions of the Levitical peace offerings, parts that were not burned on the altar. These portions of the sacrificial animal were presented to God, and then they became food for the priest and his family. These offerings are the wave breast and the heave shoulder. Leviticus says, "The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire." And from Numbers 18, verse 11, it says, "I have given them to thee," that is the priest, "and to thy sons and to thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it." We might do well to start with a description of what these offerings were and how they were presented. A. The wave offering was the breast meat of the peace offering. It appears that, in the ritual, it may have been waved before God by means of the offerer holding the meat in his hands. He would then advance towards the altar by himself as though he was presenting by waving this offering to and fro as his gift to God. And then, upon reaching the altar, he returned to the priest and handed it to him, signifying that God was giving that portion of the offering to the priest and his family. It has been suggested that the waving of the offering in a horizontal fashion suggests that it be a wave offering to the Lord as ruler of the earth. B. Then it comes to the heave offering. It consisted of the cut of meat being the upper part of the foreleg of the sacrificial animal. Some rabbis suggest that the action of elevating the shoulder in an up and down motion suggests the offering of a heave offering to the Lord as ruler of heaven. What significance can we see in these meat portions as presented to the Lord? I would suggest that in the wave offering, the breast speaks of the affections. It was waved before the Lord in expression that the offerer's affections were presented to the Lord in a way that others could see. After all, we are to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, and when this is done, it can be clearly seen by others who will be encouraged by it. On the other hand, the heave offering of the shoulder implies strength and the ability to carry. Our good shepherd, having found his lost sheep, carried it on his shoulder back to the fold. If we would but offer our strength up to God in our service to him, others would be blessed. As these sacrifices were offered to God, the Lord then returns that which pleased him to his people to build them up. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.